This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the aggressive selling in the cattle markets again today?
Leslie, unfortunately, we just continue to see the market respond to negative technicals and negative fundamentals. We've even heard just a little while ago that there was possibly some 124 cash trade in Kansas feed yards. That does not help the situation. At mid-morning, we was down 82 cents on choice box beef, down $2.77 on selects on a total movement of 144 loads. We also saw cattle kill 111,000 head, and we saw our cattle complex, most contracts making new contract lows once again today. Our hog market saw mixed trade, but once again made some new highs for the week. On the close, October live cattle closed down the expanded $4.50 limit. December cattle were down $3.22. October feeders down $2.65. November feeders down $4.35. And December lean hogs down 32 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Tom, what brought some support across the grain sector?
Well, that's a good question, because we saw two-sided trading in front of the report and after the report. The report did not hold any extraordinary surprises out there. The wheat market seemed to benefit more than anything from the report, at least the way the trade ended. The soybeans came back late in the session to get back on the positive side. We saw on the close today our December Kansas City wheat 7 cents higher, March KC up 6 3/4, December Chicago wheat 9 cents higher, December corn was down 1¼, March corn down 1¢, November soybeans 7 3/4 higher, with January beans up 6½, and December cotton 56 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.